Glen Coast on Wednesday. Drone operator Jeff Aquino shot footage of the pair struggling for air, with the calf especially tangled under a shark control program, until a shark control program contractor was sent out to free them hours later. Co-founder and director of the Envoy Foundation, Andre Borrell, said, quote, "They've expended a lot of energy and been under a lot of stress," end quote. With the incident reigniting debate over shark net use on Queensland coastlines, Borrell said that the current technology that allows for coexistence is simply not used in Queensland.
A state government inquiry has found a decrease in the rates of volunteer work across Queensland. As per the inquiry's final submission, between 2020 and 2023, the number of volunteers fell by 200,000, placing extra burden on the remaining volunteer base. The report stated that whilst the 2032 Olympics could provide a boost in numbers, without a structured legacy plan, grassroots involvements won't be sustained. It also recommended reducing barriers of entry, preventing people from becoming volunteers, namely through subsidising volunteer activities and reducing insurance costs. The report also suggested the creation of a volunteer passport, allowing skills to be transferred between organisations.
In national news, for this story there is a small language warning. Australian political commentator Hannah Ferguson has hit back at accusations of inciting political violence against the right. In her article about Charlie Kirk's assassination, Ferguson provided commentary on the debate around Kirk's death, stating that it did not provide the nuance the issue needs. Ms. Ferguson stated in her article that can be found on Cheek Media, that while political violence is sometimes necessary, she did not consider the act as progress and that it won't make any further cause. In her response to the criticism, she said that, quote, "This is not a choice between celebration and condemnation. I explicitly stated it is not a celebration. I want to fight for a world with no gun violence," end quote. Ferguson's initial article had drawn criticisms from local social media commentator Drew Pavlou, but who said, quote, "Ferguson said that political violence is okay. She's a neurotic girl telling people to go out and kill her enemies," end quote. And other misogynistic remarks such as, quote, "Her left-wing shit blogs she writes on her girly laptop."
Future development plans for the town of Port Hedland have been suspended as the town's water supply has reached capacity. In a letter to the town's chief executive, Western Australia's Water Corporation said the town's water supply issues means the corporation cannot support the proposed expansion of the beachfront village accommodation. For the town of Port Hedland, this is a disappointing outcome, given the town's need to increase accommodation availability and provide support to the tourism sector. Pilbara Tourism Association Chair Barry Harrison said, quote, "We desperately need more tourism accommodation here in Port Hedland, and any lack of perceived water supply is obviously going to impact that and other major projects," end quote. The corporation's letter detailed that any plans for new water sources won't be expected until 2030, leaving the town of Port Hedland running dry. WA National Leader Shane Love said, quote, "It means that Port Hedland can't grow. This is a disgraceful situation."
In international news, Eastern Russia has been issued a tsunami warning after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Kamchatka Peninsula. According to the United States Geological Survey and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the quake, which hit at 5 a.m., reached a depth of 9.6 kilometers and caused multiple aftershocks of up to 5.8 magnitude. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has predicted waves of up to 3 meters above tidal levels that may impact the Russian coast, with additional waves estimated to be 1 meter above the norm, potentially threatening Hawaii. Please note, Australia is not in danger from this.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some warm sunshine, so expect a hot night tonight. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Massive shout out to Danny, who recently subscribed for the 7th year in a row. According to my calculations, that's a long time. We seriously couldn't do what we do without your support. So, from everyone at the station, thank you.